Do you love pictures? If you're like me, you love to look at quality pictures of your kids. Hi, I'm Kevin Liger, and the best way I know how is to call Brandon Henry from Silverleaf Portraits for a free in-home portrait consultation. He and his wife specialize in fine art paintings and fine art photography. With three kids of their own, they believe that family is the most important thing we have. So give them a call at 253-321-4302 or visit silverleafportraits.com. That's 253-321-4302 when you're ready for a portrait memory. News Radio Magazine's Weekend Edition 2009 has arrived. I sit here in the studio looking around, checking online, trying to figure out, you know, what is a great way to start the year? Try to be positive, economically, politically, personally. Well, over the last couple of weeks, I had a chance to spend some time with the family, which was really, really nice. I hope you guys got to do the same. I hope that everybody had a wonderful holiday season, irrespective of what it is. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, all of that. And I hope that you took some time to look around, and you know, we talk about this time of the year, New Year just happened, and it's New Year resolution time. I've made some New Year resolutions, and that is personal stuff, you know, trying to, my back has been injured severely, so I've been working on that. I got to get back active with that a little bit. Over the holidays, I let it go. Didn't go down to the Y and do my training, my exercise, and I'm paying for that because I stiffened up and tensed up and not so good. And you know, economically, I look at the future of this country, and I warned a lot of people that we got some tough times ahead of us, and we're in the midst of them. It seems like that about September, all the businesses and around the country did pretty good right up until then, and then somebody basically just shut that faucet off, you know, the income faucet. Those that had planned for it were okay, but they still spent some money trying to keep things going, trying to keep things moving, and some that didn't help. I'll just be blunt with you. I don't think that helped a lot of people. They still spent the money trying to grow their business and make things happen. But it just didn't happen. I was in line buying some Christmas presents, conservatively, myself included, this Christmas. And the person in front of me was talking to somebody three or four behind me that had, they knew each other, obviously. And he was commenting on, well, how's the job going? And the response was, what job? They lost their job, but they're still in line getting some Christmas presents and everything. I must tell you, you know, now is the time to really, if you hadn't before been planning and making a personal plan, a financial plan personally, it's the time to do it. And it's not too late. There are good opportunities. People got to remember, too, that there's money to be made and success to be had in this country during a depression, during a recession, during a crisis. And I'm not saying that you want to be somebody that goes out and goes, oh, right, a crisis, we're going to make money. But at the same time, you want to definitely think about your future and the responsibility that you have as the caregiver, but also as the provider, whether it's you're the sole provider, whether you and your partner or your sweetie pie are joint providers, whatever the relationship is, that you plan together as a team what you're going to do. And then you convey that plan humbly to your family, your kids. Let them know what's going on. That doesn't reflect poorly on you, does it? Or do you think that makes you less of a person if you talk about some of that? Some people are very stoic and don't want to talk about stuff. I am of the ilk that I think you should let your children not know all the details. They don't need to. But to make sure that they understand that there is a reason why you want the lights turned off. There is a reason why that you want to make sure that they take care of their clothes, that they take care of their shoes, that they take care of your car, they take care of the house. It's part of the needs of the family to make sure the family survives and maintains its strength. That I don't think is often conveyed to kids, especially these days. I think kids just, they go through life, they don't worry about what they hear, they don't worry about what they see, it's just me, what do you got for me now? Hey dad, can I have some money? Can I do this? Where's my car? I'm owed. It's a time for chores. It's a time for responsibility, starting on all the levels and working together as a team in your family. I think that we could learn a whole bunch from other cultures. All you've got to do is look around and you will see cultures far and wide that are very, very much family oriented and very, very much responsible to each other and for each other. And I think that's pretty cool. I had an opportunity this holiday season to reconnect with some family members I hadn't seen in many, many years. I didn't reconnect with them because I wanted anything. I just understood the importance of family and the importance of responsibility to that family unit. And it was good. It's a good opportunity. Now, does it make you less of a man if you share some of these concerns that you have with your wife or your kids? I don't know. You know, during the season, you get all these magazines, you get flyers, and hopefully you get some Christmas cards. And you take, so I have the opportunity to read through stacks of different things that come in the mail. I'm one of those, unfortunately, that gets tons and tons of mail and books and promotional things and, you know, trying to get you to sign up, obviously. And I read, and I got the Architectural Digest is something that I think we subscribed to that. It was interesting on the front page, who should I see on the front page about New Orleans, but somebody that people probably more than likely think of as a man's man. He is a Hollywood actor, very prominent in Hollywood, one of the highest paid actors. Now, who is this? It's Brad Pitt. Now, obviously, lots and lots of people think that Brad Pitt epitomizes the man, the male. And if you saw that movie where he plays Achilles, that was a pretty good movie. You know, he's a fighter, and I think it was a Spartan, and, you know, that's pretty masculine. Is that the face of the new male? Is the new male Brad Pitt? Is it, you know, sensitive and caring, involved in the environment, involved in world issues? Is that the profile? I got to tell you, it's interesting because I think a lot of credit is given to actors as far as them being interesting or dynamic or role models, when they really aren't. And what I mean by that is that if you look at it, they aren't really the role model, and they aren't interviewed because of who they are. They're interviewed because of the characters that they play. They are interviewed because they played a role, and that role was interesting and dynamic, and the author wrote something pretty interesting, and they played it well, and that was really intriguing, and many people connected with that role. And that's why people think that they're interesting. And oftentimes, many of these people, these actors, really aren't that interesting, really don't understand what's going on, really aren't, in fact, good role models, and even are really bad role models. You know, it's tough to decide what is a good role model and what is today's man's man or what is today's woman. What are the roles? I must tell you, I think that it is being redefined. I think it's now about being in this economic time and this time of in our history, about being a team, a husband and wife being a team. Whatever those roles are, wearing them well and taking the responsibility seriously. You're listening to News Radio Magazine's Weekend Edition. Back with more business, news, culture, sports, opinion right after these messages. Don't go away.
The same great folks that bring your kitchen countertops to life, Counterfab Plus, now do cabinets. That's right. Not only is Counterfab Plus your headquarters for granite, silestone, swan stone, Caesar stone, zodiac, and corium top quality countertops, but now you can get your whole kitchen made over with top quality Counterfab Plus cabinets. Remember, wholesale prices, on time, every time. That's the Counterfab Plus difference. Call 866-355-1339 and ask for Kevin, or click on counterfabplus.com. Creating an architectural plan for your next building project has never been so easy, thanks to Kapler Architects. They've got an online library of home plans to browse through, award-winning plans from over the past 20 years that could be just right for your project. Or you can use their FlexPlan program to customize a plan that fits. Click on KaplerHomePlans.com. That's Kapler with a K and two P's, HomePlans.com, and see the hundreds of plans available. Their powerful search engine can help narrow it down to size. Kapler also provides full custom design, site plans, plan coordination, and project feasibility studies. Kapler home plans are signed and stamped ready for Washington State permits. So what are you waiting for? See your next dream home at KaplerHomePlans.com or call them at 800-888-4517.
Putting the pieces together on state politics. Trying to pry out the perspective you won't find in the mainstream media. Join Tom McCabe and Aaron Shannon every Saturday evening from 7 to 8 for the Political Toolbox. 1 hour of getting the fix on the latest perspective on state politics and current events. That's every Saturday night starting at 7 as Tom McCabe and Aaron Shannon give you the news and views you won't get anywhere else. The Political Toolbox on News Talk 1300 KOL, where your opinion counts.